All right. What's this all about, this communication thing? What's this all about? Well, you know all there is to know about communication. There's affinity, reality, and communication, and they form a triangle. But when the triangle goes to zero, and all points of the triangle are all points of the triangle, there is no triangle, it starts getting to be a spread-out, confused mess. It inverts again. And it's sort of, to get the fellow up to zero, you've got to straighten out some of these points, like communication. Right? Now, if you were going to run off all of the overts off of the whole track as a process, I can tell you that you could do so. It's very interesting now, but I am torn by I could tell you something here. That somebody hearing this tape or in this class is going to take wrong and someday use as an argument so as not to get off his overts. But for the sake of scientific accuracy, I must tell you that there is a process which does it all without revealing anything. It doesn't particularly put the PC in good ARC with the auditor. You got the idea? And after a person is still have to run some 37 before he can even run this process, I'm sure. But this process is the killer-diller process of communication that straightens out all communications. It's just a sort of a rising scale, get the idea process. You see what chance there is of running this is probably very poor on an awful lot of PCs you run into, but there is a process. And it gives you a better shape and size of what you're doing with overts. Get the idea, you must talk. Get the idea, you must not talk. This will take the kick off of these supercharged overts and that sort of thing. If it can be run, it's no substitute for getting somebody in an auditing session. Get the idea, you must talk. Get the idea, you must not talk, which is basic form. Get the idea, you must communicate. Get the idea, you must not communicate. Now, this gets very interesting. This is a good process. This is a very, very good process where it belongs. It doesn't belong on the inverted scale. It's a very, very good process. You might be able to do something with it at the lower scale. Processes do all kinds of things. But it's up in the upper scale that this process belongs. And you can adjust this process to fit innumerable situations and circumstances and difficulties a PC has. Get the idea, you must write. Must not write. Just the old dichotomy. Would undoubtedly take a lot of the edge off difficulties a professional writer was having. Got it? Get the idea you must put out a picture or must paint a picture or must not paint a picture. You got the idea? Looking at a sculptor down here, get the idea you must sculpt, must not sculpt. Or they're liable to go into an Indian life on that one and mishear it or something. Why, you're really on the ball today. Now, you see somebody who has a fixation on firearms that they don't like, he could run something like, get the idea you must shoot, get the idea you must not shoot. Got it? You see, you could adapt this, that you must, some version of communication, that you must not, some version of communication. And what are you running? You're running the enforce, inhibit of the old CDEI scale. Curiosity, desire, enforce, inhibit, the old scale. And, of course, that you must substitute for communication, but you must not auditor substitute for communication. You got the idea? This shows us the exact mechanism of withhold, overt, and so forth, whereas the outflow matches the inflow, and they lock. So it makes a ridge. If your PC gets the sensation of having something solid on his nose the second he sits in an auditing chair, you know exactly what it's all about. You see, it's the must talk, mustn't talk. Get the idea? Must talk out, mustn't talk in, ridge. See that? As time goes on, and as more and more of our old troops and so forth, back down through the wars and so on, who have long since decided never to fight a war again, get picked up and put into the military, they find more and more peculiar things happening in armies, such as 60% or something like that, or 40% of the soldiers in World War II never discharged their weapons. That sounds pretty daffy, but I heard such a figure from the Pentagon, and the Pentagon, of course, must be believed. Call it the Pentagon because it takes you so long to get any place in it. That's pretty bad, isn't it?